WonkyBot Entertainment comes a show where you get to listen to the secret virtual therapy sessions of the biggest superheroes in Stuart St. John's tremendous universe.
Welcome. I am Amy. Please state your full name.
I'm Silver Ma.
Master Machine.
Almighty Man. War Sound.
Get up close and personal as you listen to therapy sessions between an android named Amy and a roster of superheroes.
Thank you for participating in the program. How have you been since our last session?
Why ask the question?
It's part of the session, Kyle.
Not too good, Amy.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
In our last session, we were talking about your issues around food.
Yep, sure were.
How did that make you feel?
With great power comes major issues. Stuart St. John's Superhero Confidential.
Have you always been so self-critical?
He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your ego, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's me name.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plots to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Oh, of course! Hit it! There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. And now, a new episode of Terra Tremendous.
It always comes down to the head of the snake, doesn't it?
Mr. Barrington.
One wonders what he's really up to. And things have only escalated since the arrival of Miss Callahan.
Oh, the girl with the powers of all the superheroes. Tara Terrific.
Tremendous. Tara Tremendous. I'd keep my eye on that little situation, Chancellor.
30 minutes to New York City, Platform 7. Please return to your seat and fasten your safety belt as we prepare for descent to Earth.
Ah, New York. That's my destination.
Time to buckle up, I suppose. Thank you for this very intriguing conversation, Mr. Edivine.
The Augury Invicta might help.
Augury Invicta?
Yes, it's a holographic sphere capturing every moment of every day of everyone on campus.
But I should think I might have heard of such a device.
It was something I installed back when I was in charge. It allowed transparency on campus. It wasn't popular for obvious reasons, and the faculty board elected to retire it.
Tell me, where would this augury be located, if one were so inclined to find it?
Oh, all the rare and top secret relics are kept on Power U campus. Radcliffe Chamber.
Chamber. Radcliffe Chamber. You got this, Callahan.
From the inflections in your voice, I detect a plan is hatching, Tara.
You know it, Bracelet. Turning on my laptop, connecting to the campus hard drive, and looking through the roster of superheroes.
I must admit, I'm not sure what that plan is.
Stay tuned. Ladybug X? No. Diamond Light? No. Here. Copycat. Powers. The ability to shapeshift into another living being. Bingo!
I believe I've deduced the plan. And to borrow a human expression, all I can say is, uh-oh.
Yep. I'm going to become Mr. Barrington and walk right into Radcliffe Chamber.
Red alert! Red alert! Warning! Tara Callahan.
Seriously?
I'm just expressing my concerns, Tara.
Well, I'm concerned. Concerned that this melody is driving me crazy. All it does is keep looping in my mind. I can tell there's something there. A memory I can't access. It's like having an itch you can't scratch.
I fail to understand the analogy, Tara.
Has your metal lump attached to my wrist.
You have not properly studied or experimented with Copycat's powers. It's important to know the full details of a meta before summoning the power.
I don't have time. I need answers now, Bracelet. And I'm gonna get them. Summoning the power of Copycat! There. Wow. Not a bad costume either.
Do you have any idea what you're doing, Tara?
No. But that hasn't stopped me before.
That's what worries me.
You can't worry. You're not even human. Besides, you know I'm good at figuring stuff out on the go.
Based on previous situations, this one sounds like a recipe for disaster.
Mr. Sinclair?
Mr. Barrington.
You're a hard one to pin down these days.
Attending to the student body does keep one busy.
So does attending to secret and dangerous experiments in the Power U labs?
Well, that sounds rather McVillian.
Perhaps because it is. I told you I wanted to talk to you about what happened at the labs, and you've been avoiding me.
Well, here I am, and you're a dog with a bone, so have at it.
Why wasn't I informed about all the high-level equipment that's been assembled in the lab?
Well, I assumed you'd want only the best in terms of equipment, Mr. Barrington. Don't our scientists deserve to be working with the best?
Yes, but...
How else will they create leading-edge technology and devices for the students you claim to care so much about?
Claim to care about? I do care about them, each and every one.
So I fail to understand how having the best in equipment is a problem?
That's not the issue, Mr. Sinclair. It's the use of that equipment that is. Those scientists were creating a black hole.
Well, that wasn't on my authority.
Nor mine. Then who?
I'd discuss it with the Council of Extraordinaire, sir. The same council who's sending Mrs. Bittlesback to this campus.
Fine. I'll follow up with the council.
Speaking of Mrs. Bittlesback, I understand she's arriving today?
Yes, I'll be greeting her at the platform shortly.
Are you concerned?
About?
That the High Council's new Chancellor of Education is taking a sudden interest in Power University.
Perhaps she's just heard what an exemplary school this is and wants to witness it herself?
Well, a hope does spring eternal.
My bigger concern is making sure she and Miss Fernsby stay out of each other's way.
I wonder if the campus is even big enough for that, sir.
For once, we're thinking along the same lines, Mr. Sinclair. Good day.
Good day, sir. And good luck. Someone's going to need it indeed.
From WonkyBot Entertainment comes a show where you get to listen to the secret virtual therapy sessions of the biggest superheroes in Stuart St. John's tremendous universe.
Welcome. I am Amy. Please state your full name.
I'm Silver Maw.
Master Machine.
Almighty Man. War Sound.
Get up close and personal as you listen to therapy sessions between an android named Amy and a roster of superheroes.
Thank you for participating in the program. How have you been since our last session?
Why ask the question?
It's part of the session, Kyle.
Not too good, Amy.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
In our last session, we were talking about your issues around food.
Yep, sure were.
How did that make you feel?
With great power comes major issues. Stuart St. John's Superhero Confidential.
How- Have you always been so self-critical?
He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your ego, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's me name.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plots to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Of course. Hit it. There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows.
Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
All right. I've got the power of copycat now to make it work. Maybe if I picture Mr. Barrington in my mind, it will trigger the transformation power? Here goes. Thinking of Mr. Barrington, holding his image in my mind... His smile, his kindness, his sense of humor, and...
I think I did it.
I'd say you've done it a little too well. I can confirm you've become Mr. Barrington. But Mr. Barrington as a teenager.
What?
15 years and 84 days old, to be exact.
Chloe, open up. Just open up and I'll explain.
Who are you?
Chloe, it's me.
Me who?
It's me, Tara. Tara Callahan. Your bestie?
What? Is this some kind of joke?
I know. I don't look anything like her.
Her? You're a boy, and you're speaking in a British accent.
Technically, I mean, on the outside, yeah. But it's really me, your best friend.
Okay. I don't know who you are, or how you broke into Power U, or how you got access to my dorm, but they don't call me Elemental Heart for nothing.
Chloe, seriously? It's really me. Who else knows about the time you were 7 years old and actually kissed a frog to see if it would turn into a prince?
Oh my god. Tara?
Yes.
You're a boy?
Hello?
What happened?
You are never gonna believe this.
Tell me everything. Get inside, now.
Terra Tremendous. Created, written, and directed by Stuart St. John. Sound design by Michael Plahuta. Original score and theme song by Stuart St. John and Michael Plahuta. Produced by Stuart St. John, Michael Plahuta, and Todd Fisher. Production coordinator, Jonathan Chase. Casting by WonkyBot Studios. Based on characters in the Tremendous universe created by Stuart St. John. Terra Tremendous is a WonkyBot original series produced by WonkyBot Studios. For more information, visit wonkybot.com. WonkyBot Entertainment comes a show where you get to listen to the secret virtual therapy sessions of the biggest superheroes in Stuart St. John's Tremendous Universe.
Welcome. I am Amy. Please state your full name.
I'm Silver Maw.
Master Machine.
Almighty Man. War Sound.
Get up close and personal as you listen to therapy sessions between an android named Amy and a roster of superheroes.
Thank you for participating in the program. How have you been since our last session?
Why ask the question?
It's part of the session, Kyle.
Not too good, Amy.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
In our last session, we were talking about your issues around food.
Yep, sure were.
How did that make you feel?
With great power comes major issues. Stuart St. John's Superhero Confidential.
Have you always been so self-critical?
He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your ego, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's me name.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plots to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Oh, of course. Hit it. There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows.
Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.